Dan Kaplan from Sports Business Journal joins us, and we've been hearing for days that the NFL and players are closing in on an agreement, but still yet no agreement.
That's true, but in the last 5-10 minutes, there's just been pretty substantial news, gentlemen. The Eighth Circuit just ruled.
This
was unexpected. The expectation was the Eighth Circuit would let these two sides reach an agreement and not come down with a decision. I'm only 9 pages through it. It's so far for the NFL completely overturning the lower court's decision on the lockout, which had been stayed already by the Eighth Circuit. The key question will be how long they let the antitrust exemption last. It's unclear right now if this decision is going to have any effect on those talks. It's why we were not expecting the Eighth Circuit to rule, that the judges would give the two sides time to work this out, but that hasn't occurred, apparently.
So we don't know what this means.
Not yet. I just tweeted it out about 5 minutes ago. It's I just got a direct tweet from my colleague over at a major newspaper saying, "I cannot believe they issued this opinion now. What the heck?" It's very, very surprising. This was not expected.
Does this change? We don't know if this changes the leverage game at all.
Well, I mean, everyone had always said the reason they had gotten serious in early June was they both feared what the Eighth Circuit might do. The players feared that the lockout would stay in place, which is I can already say is the case here with this decision. Unfortunately, I haven't had time to get through to see how long the lockout can stay in place. When will the league be exposed to antitrust scrutiny? And that's really a key question. So, unfortunately, I haven't gone through the whole decision yet. But nonetheless, it is very, very surprising. And one thing I can say is the judge who has dissented all along, Judge Bai, he dissented with this decision as well. Judge Bai had been in favor of the players. The other two had been in favor of the owners.
So do you think, Dan, that inside the walls of the meetings that they've taken a break so they can read the report from the Eighth Circuit Court?
I have to believe they have. I mean, this is a very significant move. I'd hate to think that if it, for example, just hypothetically, it was very pro-NFL and it gave them a lot of leverage, that they would suddenly switch gears and try to come down hard on the players. I mean, they're so close to a deal. There are some issues that have to be resolved. We'll have a story out on Monday talking about the difficulties of disposing of the antitrust lawsuit and issues with that. But they're so close. I don't think there is the owners are at 48% of revenues as been reported. I think they'd like a lower percent, maybe around 46. But everyone tells me they're within 2 percentage points at this point. They would they're so close. They would probably lose more money with 1 week of the preseason than the difference between the percents right now.
Ken Wyman and Vinny Serrato talking with Dan Kaplan from the Sports Business Journal here on 105.7 The Fan with the breaking news that the Eighth Circuit Court has ruled that the owners locking out the players is legal. I guess in your opinion, speculating, could this possibly push the owners away from the table?
It's not going to push them away from the table. There's so much. There's always been this misunderstanding that the owners wanted the lockout, they wanted to stop the season. Nobody in their right mind would want to stop the NFL. It's a profitable endeavor. It's the most popular entertainment product in our country, if not the world. Why would they want to? And they're so close to a deal right now. And maybe this will get them over the hump. Maybe this will get, if the players were resisting on some last points, maybe this will be what does it. Now, that said, I still have not read, all the way through this opinion.
How many pages are there, Dan?
I'll literally call it up for you right now. It's 54.
Okay.
And I think that's just the majority opinion. There's probably Judge Bai who has dissented, written dissents all the way through on the temporary stay, the full stay, and now the opinion. He has vigorously disagreed with the approach of his colleagues here.
So it seems like some of the smaller points, I guess, which become bigger points. Free agency is one that's an issue. I guess the owners want what, three or four of their players, so they have right of first refusal, and then, and maybe the rookie wage scale is not there yet either?
That's right. I mean, the rookie wage scale, I mean, I'm hearing talk that agents, high-profile agents, are trying to scuttle that because so much of their money comes in off of the huge bonuses the top picks get. So that wouldn't be surprising. So there's that issue. There's the right of first refusal. You still have the revenue split. There's drug testing. There's all these kinds of issues that still need to be hammered out. There are certainly... You've got the right people in the room, and they are certainly not shirking their work duties right now. They were in there for over 12 hours yesterday. They maybe got 6-7 hours of sleep and went right back at it this morning. They've been in there since 9. I just actually walked over from where they're at to do this call, and I was happy I did because I saw the Eighth Circuit decision come in.
Dan, do you think that the Eighth Circuit Court, do you think it leaked to the owners or the players last night?
If it did, I saw no evidence of it. I just about fell off my chair when I'm set up for a notification system with the Eighth Circuit. So whenever there's a filing or anything, I get an email, you know, and there's all sorts of filings in cases like this. I opened it just thinking it was going to be, you know, something uninteresting, and I just about fell off my chair when I saw what it was. The theory was that Judge Boylan, the mediator in these talks, was keeping the Eighth Circuit apprised and basically was telling them to hold off on a decision until, you know, unless things fell apart. There's no suggestion things are falling apart right now, but it's a fascinating turn of events. Most people thought we would never see this decision, never know how they were going to rule. We were all wrong.
Well, maybe it was because he was going on vacation tomorrow, and that's why they ruled.
Maybe he went on vacation a day early and forgot to tell them not to rule. I honestly, somewhere down the road, someone's going to write a fascinating story about all this, and hopefully one would get to the bottom of that, what happened here.
Ken Wyman and Vinny Serrato speaking with Dan Kaplan from the Sports Business Journal here on 105.7 The Fan. You can find Dan on Twitter at dkaplansbj. Dan, still feel they're on track to get an agreement either this weekend or early next week?
Definitely not this weekend. I mean, look.
Why?
There's too many issues to go through. Look, there's also the issue of how to dispose of the antitrust lawsuit. There's some concern there. We're going to have a story again about that on Monday. There is, you know, it's not so easy. The CBA is a 300-400-page document. It's not, you know, the lawyers have to go over it. It's not something that's so simple. I know the fans think this should be easy. There's $9-10 billion. How hard is it to split up? It gets so convoluted and complicated. If they're not going to have judicial oversight of the labor relations, what will the dispute resolution process look like? How will that work? All these kinds of issues still have to be worked out, agreed on, and then codified.
See, I think it'll be Tuesday. You know why, Dan? That's the day of the All-Star game. Then the NFL gets all the press.
I like baseball. I hope that's not true. I know the NFL wouldn't hold off announcing this if it were on Tuesday, but I just don't think they're going to be there yet. And I do think this Eighth Circuit ruling does. I mean, just my instant reaction is there needs to be some time to digest it.
Now, is July 21st kind of a drop-dead date to start free agency where we can start everything on time?
Yeah, look, I'm not hopeful, gentlemen, that I'm not hopeful that we're going to save the whole preseason. July 21st is probably drop-dead to get the full preseason in.
Right.
I still think it's going to be tough. July 21st, by the way, the owners have a meeting scheduled in Atlanta.
Right. And Dan, let me ask you this, too. If they get an agreement, how many days from the day of the agreement till we start free agency?
How many days from the date? Now, if we mean by the agreement when it's all codified and the lawyers sign off.
No, I'm saying when they – all right, say they shake hands Tuesday, so all right, we're agreed.
Well, that's the, that's, you see, that's the million-dollar question here. The league has been saying they want everything codified, and it depends in part on the disposition of the antitrust lawsuit, how it gets disposed of. It could be quickly or a long period of time. And if it's a long period of time, will the league just sort of on faith lift the lockout? Those are the million-dollar questions right now. And it's why people who think the lockout would be over this weekend or Monday, unfortunately, it's just misplaced.
Talking with Dan Kaplan from the Sports Business Journal here on 105.7 The Fan. Dan, let's switch gears. What's the latest with the Dodgers?
Well, MLB won a big victory, limiting the discovery efforts of the Dodgers. Some of the comments from the judge about this wouldn't be a trial on the commissioner of baseball, that's all got to be music to the ears of Major League Baseball. The way I've interpreted it now is that it's probably going to go the way MLB wants. They're not going to be able to seize the club, is my understanding. The judge won't allow that, most likely. But if McCourt, the owner of the Dodgers, wants to rebid those valuable media rights, it probably will have to be under the terms that MLB approves and not the ones that he wants.
Does Roger Clemens have any shot at all to come out of this looking good?
Guys, I got to be honest. Between the NFL lockout and the Dodgers, I haven't had much chance to pay attention to the Rocket. He seems to be in the thick of it there. But, all I can do is wish him the best, because it doesn't look good.
I don't know if it's good or bad, but at least it keeps you busy.
Right now I certainly am busy. I can't overemphasize enough. Everyone is stunned. This Eighth Circuit decision came out. Nobody can believe it. I never thought I'd see the Eighth Circuit decision. I thought they'd finish this, they'd drop the suit, and that would be the end of it.
So is there a lot of media just hanging outside of the law offices there? Is that what you guys
do all day long? I think people have gotten tired of doing that. ESPN's out there, NFL Network's out there. There's an AP reporter out there this morning. Yesterday New York Post was there. I'm trying to think who else might have been there. It wasn't, I was there for a few hours. I bumped, my office is not too far away. I might go back over there tomorrow, this afternoon. If it goes into this weekend, you'll have some people out there, but it's not a show like it was in Washington when there was literally dozens and dozens of media members.
Finally, Dan, let's finish where we started. The breaking news: the Eighth Circuit Court finally rules the lockout is legal. Just to restate, you don't think this will have a real profound effect on negotiations?
Hard to say right now. They're so far along. It's hard to say what it's going to mean. Again, I haven't been all the way through the decision. I'm really curious to see what they say in terms of when the NFL becomes exposed to antitrust scrutiny in the event that there's no union. So that's going to be a key issue. But already I've seen the Eighth Circuit has formally overturned the lower court decision. That was not unexpected, that part.
Dan Kaplan, Sports Business Journal, as always, Dan, appreciate your time.
Thanks for the breaking news, Dan.
I was not. You called at the right time.
I guess.
Yeah, good. Very prescient.
Thanks, Dan.